today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Look good, feel good, be good, is good. Say it with me. Look good, feel good, be good, is good. It's in that order. For many in the world, look good, feel good, be good, is good. But joy takes you to be good. Then you can look good. Then you'll feel good. Then you are good.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Strength's Capacity is Joy. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 2 and 9 through 11.
John 15, verse 1 and 2, I am, Jesus said, the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Glory to God. Verse 9 and 11, 9 through 11. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy, hallelujah, may be in you, and that your joy may be complete, or you will experience fatness. Thank you, Lord. I'm ministering a message entitled Attaining Life's Finest. Our message for this service, the late service here this morning, is simply this. Strength's capacity is joy. Strength's capacity, the capacity of your strength, is joy. Without it, you will have no joy, no strength spiritually. In the natural, we want strength first, but if you're going to be strong in spirit, you must raise your level of joy. And as you get joy off the floor, you see your strength spiritually increase. Thank you, Lord. The world wants you to be happy. So if you have more money and more influence in the world, that's capitalism and America. But it won't buy you love. It is when joy is the dimension of joy, the capacity of joy, the size of your joy grows, your strength will follow. Thank you, Lord. Father, I give you praise, glory, and honor for this word, and I pray that as the words are released from my lips and the thoughts from my mind, that you would anoint them all. You now unite the word and thought together. But where there is no vision, where there's no peek into the next dimension, where there is no foreteller of truth, where there is no Rabboni anointing, the people cast off restraint. They lose their bearing. But with vision, we survive, we thrive. We're able to reset and grow. And I speak to the sorrow of the hearts of the people. And I command sorrow to come off the throne. And we replace sorrow with joy. I give you glory that our hearts would smile again, that the corners of our lip will be turned upward because of the fullness of joy that's on the inside of us. Help me to articulate clearly your plan, and we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Dolores, are you all right? I thought I heard your voice, but I heard you went to the hospital. Are you okay? All right. Let's give God praise. Dolores is out of the hospital. God is moving. That's not good enough. God is moving. I went in, but I'm out. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where everything that the enemy plans, I believe his plans are going to be spoiled. We ended our morning service with this decree. I can see a cyber attack coming, major, but it's attacking bank accounts. And you need to be very careful about flipping your card during this season right now. The Lord told me to tell you, you're going to see it, but it's not going to impact you. Okay, he's going to protect your accounts, but you watch. You're going to hear about it in the news. A major attack trying to infiltrate the bank accounts of God's people or people in America. If you're putting your confidence in AI and all this other stuff, you got your head the wrong place. Be very careful, and Spencer told me this between services, be very careful of getting unsolicited invites. Even common invites, like for instance, if you have a friend that's been texting you and you told them something, and then all of a sudden they're asking you the same question the second time via text, you need to check that out. Amen. Because AI is going to mimic friends. If you've ever signed your name anywhere, a signature, internet signature, I forget what you call it. Electronic, e-signature, that's it. That's what I'm looking at. Well, that means your signature is somewhere in cyber. So be careful. Just understand that there's an enemy that's strategizing against your wealth and your abundance. But I'm decreeing and declaring protection to the people of God, that God is sending angels, even in the midst of this situation, to block cyber bullies and folk who are trying to get into your accounts. You're going to see it, but it's not going to impact you. For God has given us the authority over scorpions and over serpents and stuff that slithers in our lives. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to see it, but you're going to escape it. And you need to give God the glory and the praise and the honor. Send the praise out over your future, because God is going to protect you from the attacks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. New weapons are being crafted by the enemy. For everything that you experience in technology, an enemy is coming. A counterfeit spirit is coming to hinder you from getting your thing, getting yourself right and moving in the things of God. I read to you out of John 15. It is the vine verse. It is Jesus is the true vine and his Father is the vine dresser. We read it clear. When we are in him and we don't bear the fruit that we need, he cuts us back. He prunes us, the King James says. He cuts us back. And many of us don't understand the subtraction of God. Everybody wants to experience the abundance, but a lot of times this is God's way of doing things. Before you step into abundance, he will allow you to be cut back. He will prune you. The purpose is not to kill, but to cause you to step into more fruitfulness. Thank you, Lord. Everything that is in Galatians 5 as it relates to the fruit of the Spirit, we're using the one called joy right now, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Every one of those fruit, manifestations of the Spirit of God, which is the fruit of God, is unique. But the strength of the fruit is the joy. Amen. You'll never see, as a representative of the nine fruit of the Spirit, anything relating to strength. It's hidden in the fruit called joy. Thank you, Lord. It's hidden there. So if you're trying to build a muscle, many of you would say, if I pray, I get strong. And if I fast, I get strong. No, when you manifest joy, It is the real strength that will carry you from one generation to the next, from one circumstance to the next. And many of us are unhappy. And I'm coming against grief in the name of the Lord. And I'm coming against sorrow, because the aim of the enemy is to stop you from stepping into real joy. Grief is natural when you lose someone. But we've got to get to a point where the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's not based on what I lost or what happened to me or who likes me or not. It stems from a foundation called justification. Because you are justified, because Jesus saved you, because your past is not dictating how you will flow from this day forward, because he wiped your slate clean, because he says, I choose you when others don't, you need to understand that joy should grow in your soul. That's the foundation of joy. Not whether people like you or not, or you got more money in the bank. Those things pass away. But behold, all things that Jesus does will stand the test of time. Can someone say amen? Foundation of joy is justification. Just as if I'd not sinned. But I'm fascinated with the 9th verse. Through the 11th, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Notice love, Jesus says, Father showed me love, so I'm showing you love. I'm saying to you, if the Father showed you love, you need to show others love. He said, remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. Just as I have obeyed my Father. In other words, he's saying, follow my blueprint. If you want to step into abundance, follow my blueprint. Just obey what I'm telling you to do, and eventually you will start seeing joy fulfilled in your life. Look at verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you. Whose joy is it? It is his. He says, I told you this, that my joy, the exuberance that I have, the consistency and strength that I have, I told you this, I'm passing it in seed form so it will be inside of you. The words that I speak are seed in you. And if you hear it, you will have the seed of joy implanted into you. The scripture says that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete, which means there's a dimension of joy that you'll never experience without Jesus. And you think happiness determines it, but happiness is on a different plane. Actually, it is less dense than joy. Because joy is the foundation, long term, you can experience happiness, but your goal is not happy. Your goal is joy. And the body of Christ has missed it. We've gone after things that make us happy or make us look good or make us feel good. But God wants you to go for the thing that makes you good. Look good, feel good, be good, is good. Say it with me. Look good, feel good, be good, is good. It's in that order. For many in the world, look good, feel good, be good, is good. But joy takes you to be good. Then you can look good. Then you'll feel good. Then you are good. It starts with be good, not with look good. Thank you, Lord. Happiness starts with looking good and feeling good for self. But joy starts with being good, because he passes the joy through seed form in you that your joy may be complete. In the body of Christ, we've been looking for Jesus to make us happy, but he wants your joy to be full. The last 3 years were horrific for many CVOs. Around the world. For many CVOs around the world. Notice I didn't say CEOs. I said CVOs. I'm a CVO. A chief visionary officer. A chief visionary officer. For with vision, you don't have to see physically. I can close my eyes and have a vision. For the CVO, it has been horrific. The pandemic has hurt us, and we have to reset. Glory to God. As you're coming back into the house of the Lord, please come back with the mentality to reset. It is an acronym for reorient. We must reorient. We have been disoriented, but we need to reorient. Have you ever felt dizzy when you spin? Well, they say, if you stand still and cross your eyes, you won't spin as much. In other words, there's a remedy to the spin. Listen to what I say. If you feel dizzy, you need to stand still and cross your eyes like this. And you won't spin as much. Let's take it to the spirit. We've been disoriented. And we're still trying to see clearly. But if you close your eyes and focus on the center, bring both of your spiritual eyes to the center, you will stop spinning and you will reorient. Thank you, Lord. Don't try to spin out by doing something different. You do it by standing still. Thank you, Lord. And eventually, you will see the spin cease and you will reorient. Thank you, Lord. The first E is for elevate. Reset. To elevate. It doesn't mean that we weren't elevated, but there are new dimensions in God. And out of the pandemic, we've learned a lot. I preached a whole series called Contagion. There were things already in the midst of us, but the pandemic helped it to come out. It was already there. The virus was in the land. Not corona. There were other viruses. Amen. Like being too sensitive. Or selfish or self-centered. And it will manifest when you're confined. Thank you, Lord. It will manifest when you can't move the way you want to move. You'll start seeing what's inside of you. Thank you, Lord. So we need to elevate. Coming out of the pandemic, we need to elevate. Returning back to our first love. And that is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Not parties, to love the Lord. You got to come out of your party and come to the worship service. And shake it if you want, but make sure you're directing it to God. And when you do, God will get the glory. The S is for secure all territories gained. To secure. In other words, if you ever advance in any area, your job is to not lose ground. That's right. Just maintain it. I want you to think about a military genius who's now taking land, army taking land. But he's able to take it, but the next week he loses what he took. Is he really a genius? The genius doesn't come just in taking. It is keeping secure what you took. So if you're able to save 100, but you spend 200, did you save anything? If you just as broke as you were when you were making 20,000, as you are when you make 200,000, what good is it? We should have something saved, right? Well, you must secure your advancement. If the church makes any advancement at all, we need to thank God for it and secure it. If you had a breakthrough with your children, don't lose it. If you start worshiping, don't decline. If you start supporting the work of God, don't say, I ain't doing it this week. Whatever you've done to get where you are, don't lose ground. I want you to hear this because the enemy is coming to hurt hearts. Because it's a direct attack on the volume of joy you will have. Well, why me, Bishop? Why? My heart aches. I know, but he's not after the heart. He's really after the joy.
Because it is your measure of joy that determines your strength. Get God from Zion. The second E is for evaluate. Evaluate. We haven't been good at evaluation. I know I do evaluations with workers here at the church, and most people get real nervous when they have to sit with their boss. And they don't agree with nothing they say either. Everybody want a five, but everybody don't come to work on time. We got to evaluate. We got to find out where we're missing it and where the lack is. I had a wonderful meeting with the security team, the SHIELD here at Truth Revealed. And it was powerful. And everybody was affirming the leader and affirming the leadership. And it was good. And then I asked the question, where are we weak in our security ministry? Because we won't get stronger if we don't identify the weaknesses. I heard a girl on Dr. Fields that say the other day, I have no weaknesses. She's a 16-year-old. I have no weaknesses. I know you're trying to break me down, but I've been watching your television. You can't break me down, Dr. Field. 16-year-old. I have no weaknesses. Your ignorance is weakness. Ignorance. You're ignorant. All of us have weaknesses. Let me give you one. You don't have eyes in the back of your head, which means you can't see behind. You need a partner. You need someone that can see what you can't see. And whatever you see, you still have blind spots. Even if you drive in a car, you have two mirrors on the side. There's what we call blind spots. You must turn your head. You can't just look in the mirror because somebody can be right there outside of your scope of vision. And if you're not careful, you'll run right into it. All of us have blind spots. And you need an accountability partner to make sure they tell you about it. And you can get so aggravated when your blind spots are revealed like you're being attacked. But faithful are the wounds of someone who loves you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, help me. Evaluate. We're not as good as we need to be, but we're going there. That means we need to ask real questions. I get the proverbial 5.9, 9.5, 9.6 every week. But if you had to be evaluated, what would they say about you? You look at me, you can tell he's off or he's on. But if you were standing here, or if a group stood around you and they noticed every flaw, could you handle it? If they gave you a true assessment of what they think about you and you heard it, would you be helped or would you be devastated? Do you want to walk around feeling like you're number one when you're really number four? Or do you want a true assessment? Evaluate. And then the T is for trust. We must trust God's timing. This is how we reorient. We must trust. And trust is the offspring of time spent and integrity used. You don't trust overnight. But every year, trust should be more fortified in our ministry. I set out to learn all I can, all I could, about trusting the Lord during this time. In many ways, I was forced to trust. It was not easy to believe God and you can't see nobody. I believe trust is the offspring of time and integrity. Trust was my word during this season, but today my word is joy. What did that baby say? Good. Joy is never about fun. Happiness is about fun. Joy is all about the fruit of the Spirit and strength. Remember, you got nine, but you'll never see strength in either one.
We know faith is a force, but you got to see, where's the strength line to build you up? It's hidden in the DNA of joy.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Strength Capacity is Joy, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2308-2011. That's reference number 2308-2011.
Awaken women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Revealed International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Trim Nation, thank you for your support and for sporting your Truth Revealed pride with the TR Monogram Ice Shaker Tumbler. Tumblers are still available in black or white, so stop by the CMP counter and get yours today.
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Trim Nation will hold auditions for announcers to serve as the voice for various on-air and screen broadcasts. Candidates must possess a strong, distinct voice that can enunciate and enunciate clearly, accurately, and project to a large audience. Strong verbal communication and public speaking skills with the flexibility to attend recording schedules are required. Email trimcompro@gmail.com for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day. Thank you.